The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
So, what's the logline for this story? How's this? An unknown actress with stars in her eyes and nuclear-grade ambition in her veins comes to Hollywood to make it big. What's that? Sounds like a cliche. This story and I are anything but. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A, like a lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The fuck is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over the...
Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
She moved away from Jersey with a dream she must fulfill. She had all of the ambition and yet zero of the skill. She set her sights on stardom. It's a scratch she had to itch. And if Hollywood's not careful, it's about to be her bitch. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Dear Diary, I had an audition today for the new Untitled Chuck Lorre project, which I'm sad to say I did not get. It's just as well, though, since Untitled Chuck Lorre Project is a really stupid title for a TV show. Think of the promo.
Tune in to the Untitled Chuck Lorre Project next Thursday at 8, 7 Central on whatever network no one watches anymore.
I mean dumb, right?
Okay, next victim, Carlotta Botox?
It's Botox.
Like the botulism you shoot in your face?
No, like B-E-A-U.
Okay, let's go Botox. We don't have all day.
I'd like to get my audition in sometime today.
So, who am I, you may be asking? Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm an actress. But I'm also a thinktress and an influenceress. And I'm opening up my diary so you can join me as I navigate the treacherous waters of Hollywood. When I make it, you'll have made it too because we are in this together. I'll be sharing it all. Success tips, beauty hacks, spiritual life.
Carlotta, you in there?
Oh crap, diary. That's my manager, Dave.
Carlotta!
He probably wants to know how the audition went. Let's pick this up later. Mwah! Love you.
Lottie, Lottie, you in there?
Dave!
Brent's late, Lottie.
Is it? But it's only the first.
It's the third and you know it.
Oops. My bad. I'll have it by the end of the day.
Okay, walk some dogs, sell some blood, suck some...
Hey, is that really necessary? I'm allergic to dogs.
I don't care how you get the money, but get the money.
Dave is kind of a tough love manager, which is fine. I'm a Virgo, Leo rising, and I crave honesty. He's one of those Hollywood hyphenates, talent manager slash landlord. We met at this party in Hollywood for this ska band he was repping at the time. Well, it wasn't a Hollywood party so much as a North Hollywood party.
How's it going? I'm Dave.
Nice to meet you. Kitty. Kitty Kanicki?
Wow, that's a fucking horrible name. Try saying it without sounding like you're having a seizure. Your parents must have fucking hated you.
Diary, I have to pause here to tell you that this all happened when I just arrived in L.A. I was still Kitty Kanicki back then, born and raised in New Jersey. Picatinny, to be exact.
Picatinny? Seriously?
Picatinny. New Jersey?
Fucking Jersey, man. Like Hohokus. You heard of Hohokus?
Yeah.
Jersey's got a Buttsville. Fucking Buttsville. I assure you, Connecticut does not have a Buttsville.
Yeah, probably not.
So obviously you need a new name, Kitty Kinnicky from Pickanicky.
It's a Picatinny, famous for its military arsenal located there. Diary. Everyone who lived in Picatinny sooner or later worked at the arsenal. So, at the first chance, I got out of that place. Mom, Dad, I'm moving to Hollywood to become a star.
Oh, you're going to the store, huh? Hey, can you give me some cigarettes?
I'm going to be a star.
No more smoking. Look, if you're going to ShopRite, we're out of paper towels.
Oh, yeah, and my depends too, huh?
I'm not going to ShopRite. I'm going to Hollywood to become
a... Oh, that's great, honey. Hey, thanks. And give me a Mega Millions too, huh?
I'm not going to... Okay, yeah. Yeah, cigarettes and lottery tickets.
Don't forget the paper towels, honey.
So that's when I left New Jersey. And my parents never heard from me again.
Fascinating. You got an agent?
No.
Well, you do now. I'll get working on the name.
Well, Diary, there I was, barely a week in Hollywood, or really North Hollywood, and I already got a manager. Actually, a manager with benefits. Oh my God! Oh my God! It's you!
And it's all yours, Picanicky. Check out the walk-in closet.
Dave had hooked me up with an apartment in a building he owns in Van Nuys. He's really intuitive. An Aquarius natch. Name-wise, he suggested Carlotta, and I thought of Botox because it sounds so French. The overall effect is old-world European. Money and class, but with a modern flair. That's me.
Mon chéri, Carlotta.
Merci beaucoup.
Your chance of standing out in this business goes up like 40% if your name has punctuation. I heard that at a talent rep seminar at the Tarzana Hilton. Think Prince. He was all punctuation for a while.
Khloe Kardashian has an accent.
Well, yeah, because she's like from Alabama.
I mean an accent mark at the end of her name. Maybe I should do that.
Which one is she? OJ's kid?
I think the accent's a good idea.
Nah, it's a cliche.
Well, not to be too meta about things, but the word cliche actually has an accent mark at the end.
How about one of those German double dot things?
Where's that go?
Over one of the letters, dummy.
So, Diary, I got myself a pair of dots. It's called an umlaut, and it became part of my brand. It was bye-bye, Kitty Kinnicky, and hello, Carlotta Botox. Since then, I've been grinding it out here in La La Land as a journeyman actor.
Cut!
Which I supplement as a dog walker.
Achoo! Achoo!
And sometimes as a production assistant.
Okay, let's reset. Lottie, coffee run. Now!
Welcome to Life's a Grind. Kill me now. What can I get you?
Let's see. Oh, here it is. 4 grande, half double calf, half decaf coffees, all with half non-fat milk. Half, half, and half.
2 grande chia seed frappuccinos, 7 bone broth lattes, all grande, but 3 with an extra shot of espresso, 8 almond milk flat light, 2 with 2%, 2 with 1%.
Diary, set life sure is interesting. And while I like being behind the camera...
Carlotta Botox, your order's up.
It's Botox. I was born to be in front of the camera.
Oh my God, this day cannot get any longer. I'll check out the name on this one. Carlotta Botox. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know if she's right for this.
Who's the next person?
She could play the dead girl, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll be reading for the part of...
But you're not reading for anything, sweetheart. We're just looking for background at this point. Any known allergies to Persian rugs?
No.
Latex gloves?
No.
Okay, your cast is dead girl number 4.
Yes! I had done it! I booked it! My very first acting gig!
Excellent! So, we know you'll make the rent this month!
Diary, my dear, I was cast as a corpse on Castle. In truth, I almost played a corpse. In the end, the producers decided to go another way, casting-wise.
Get her out of here!
The scene was this. I am playing a murder victim, outlined in chalk, when Castle and his sidekick Beckett come in and discuss the crime.
Castle, these people have been dead for days.
Man, that stinks. I mean, literally.
And I'm laying there remembering something my former acting coach told me back in the day.
The scenery is not there to be looked at, Kitty. It's there to be chewed. When he's on stage, a good actor uses his teeth. Curtain, bite. Sofa, gnaw. Carpet, munch.
Just because I have no lines doesn't mean I can't act the living heck out of this, right?
Cut. You, dead girl, close your eyes. Again, people, back to one, right away from the top.
All right, everybody, scene 23, take two.
And action.
Castle, these people have been dead for days.
Man, that stinks. I mean, literally.
Cut. Dead extra, why are your eyes still open?
Who is this person?
This was an acting choice. At the moment I was being murdered, I recognized my killer. He was my pedophile swim coach from elementary school, so my eyes stayed open, you know, to give the detectives a clue. Too much?
Oh my God.
First of all, you didn't know the guy, and B, not only were your eyes open, they were moving all over the place, so yeah, too much. Oh,
wow. Has she been on a set?
I don't think so.
Okay, there may have been some truth to this. I was looking around to see where the camera was so I could remember not to look in it.
Okay, you are out of here. Get her out of here.
Next thing I know, I'm being hustled off the soundstage.
Can we get security down here, please?
The star of Castle, Nathan Fillion, yells, "Jesus Christ," while all this is happening.
Jesus Christ.
His outrage over the inhumane, cruel treatment of a fellow thespian was palpable.
Oh my God. How hard is it to hire an extra?
He couldn't even make eye contact with me. He was so upset.
Seriously?
So, while all this was not a great experience, in the end, it turned out to be awesome. You know those top 10 lists on Variety? Top 10 actors to watch, top 10 assistants on the rise, top 10 comics. Making one of those is Hollywood speak for "you have arrived." Well, dear diary, I made one. Yep, I made Variety's list of top 10 extras no one will work with. Me! Kitty Kanicki from Picatinny. To be honest, I came in 11th. Dave knows a guy who 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 knows a guy that works at Variety who said I came this close to making it on the official list. Ah well, eternal optimist that I am, I'm a Virgo. I say, there's always next year. Well, that's it for now, dear diary. More adventures in Hollywood to come. Oh, remind me to tell you of the story of the time Dave booked me at a gig at the Cannes Film Festival. It's a good one. I love you for listening. Oh, keep your fingers crossed for the untitled Carlotta Botox project coming to a screen near you. Kisses!
Carlotta! Where's the rent? Carlotta! Where's the rent?
Gird your loins. Here come the credits.
Hey, everyone. This is Anne Sloan, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. Thank you so much for listening to our very first episode, and we hope you come back for more of the fun. This episode starred Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasur as Dave. It also featured the talents of David Allen, Chris Cleveland, Brooklyn Jones, and Rachel Wong. It was written, directed, and produced by yours truly, and co-produced by Laura Lipson. Full credits can be found at our website, CarlottaPodcast.com. Please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Coming up next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Lottie, Lottie, open up! I know you're in there!
Hang on! I'm coming!
Carlotta!
Dave! I was just doing some journaling and—
Why are you wearing a white Hitler mustache?
Oh, crap, diary! I was bleaching my upper lip and totally forgot it was there. I must have looked less than my best. In fact, based on what Dave was saying, I think I looked like Hitler! Time to put those acting chops of mine to work. I was just doing some character work on a role I'm auditioning for.
You're auditioning for Hitler?
For a Got Milk commercial, silly.
Not sure how I get how Hitler ties in with milk, but whatever.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it. And spread the word. Don't mess with Rust. Ever. Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.